find. Glad to see that I can help make your life a bit easier. Sunday evening, boys and girls, about 9 o'clock in the evening, and welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports, an abbreviated version of this fine, fine podcast given to you by me, Simply Butch. Again, or I haven't said, I'll say it as many times as needed. Thanks for tuning in, boys and girls. Yes, indeed. We'll give you some sports news that definitely can't get enough of. We'll have at it right now and get to the progress there. Some of you are looking at WrestleMania right now, at least the tape version of it, WrestleMania 32. I'm going to get back to it as the good stuff is coming up here. But anyway, let's try to make you happy here. But first of all, let's get the serious stuff on out the way here. COVID-19. It's still here, boys and girls. Everyone is, please practice the social distancing as much as you possibly can. Stay at home when you can and how you can there. There's many avenues that maybe some assistance can be given to you if you can't make it out the house. But if you do have to get out the house, get what you got to do. Don't hoard things. Pay for it and go home. And stay there. Please help everyone out there. Be nice. Check on your neighbors. Check on everybody. Seniors, kids, families, friends, and yes, foes. Check on everybody. Come on. The president has yet announced extension on social distancing up to April the 30th. Let's be mindful of it, boys and girls. And pray for everyone that this thing will go away and none of our family members, friends, or foes get affected with this anymore. Got to be a silver lining to it, and hopefully it come quicker than later. ESPN's broadcaster Doris Burke was tested for positivity on COVID-19. She revealed that at, on ESPN just a couple of days ago. Told everybody Friday, matter of fact. It's been a couple of days since she's released that particular information, or ESPN, or both. She said she started feeling symptoms on May 11th. That's the day she worked the Denver Nuggets-Dallas Mavericks game on the final night of the NBA play before the league suspended. Doris Burke is a broadcaster for women's basketball as well as the NBA and our main color commentator on that particular network. Damn good broadcaster. And we all wish her the best in her recovery. She says she's gotten over the hump. And, yes, yeah, she's in plans of recovery. So let's hope the greatest for her. And anybody else who's going through problems right now with this particular or anything else of health, unbeneficiary to life. Detroit Lions announced today that they agreed to terms to unrestricted free agent wide receiver Geronimo Allison. Of course, the contract terms were not disclosed, but Allison spent the last 4 years with the Green Bay Packers after signing as a team as a free agent out of Illinois. He's a very good receiver, very, very useful. He was the more or less the fourth receiver or the receiver when everybody else was wrecked up for the Green Bay Packers there. And can catch the football there. Lions are continuing the cleaning house and setting up new foundations on that particular team as the foundation for the last two, three, or many other years in between maybe has not been right for winning for head coach Matt Patricia. So general manager Quinn is making it accessible. Well, he's bringing in a lot of players. A lot of good players from winning organizations. Now, that can bounce to some influence on the younger kids that they're going to bring along or are keeping as a tale to be told. On Friday, I'm talking about football, that is New Orleans Saints and Atlanta Falcons, and especially the Michigan Panthers. And you can remember way back when the Michigan Panthers was. Woo, they were great. They were filling up the Super Bowl, or the Superdome, as I should call it, or the Silver Dome. Now I got it right, which is no more. It's a parking lot or something. Bobby Hebert, the quarterback, he announced that his 81-year-old dad was diagnosed with COVID-19. He passed away just this Friday there. Hebert was a fixture in New Orleans or Louisiana sports scene there. Great quarterback, excellent individual if you ever got to meet him, which I've had the pleasure and the privilege. And good guy. So we mourn the loss of his dad to this not giving virus that's going around taking youth, middle, older, millennials, baby boomers. They don't care. Just let's pray for everybody and hopefully we don't hear about all these particulars. Not too much sooner, longer here. Aber, as you know, he was a quarterback for New Orleans Saints and Atlanta Falcons. Also, like I said, the Michigan Panthers, where he got his notoriety there, won a championship for the Michigan Panthers. He's in the New Orleans Hall of Fame. He worked for the Saints for 5 years, was a very good quarterback, and was the first quarterback to take the New Orleans Saints to a playoff game. Again, we give our condolences to Bobby Hebert and his family at this crucial time. A 45-minute conference call with reporters stationed across the country an hour before Major League Baseball owners and players agreed to get on board economically and functionally turn to what might be a likely a shortened season. Union Chief Tony Clark first honored the state of the nation edgy approach of Major League Baseball, letting it be known by the general public, which was at this point in time some of the media on the telephones there at a distance, the gravity of the pandemic and the hardship that is bringing to everyone financially, spiritually, entertainment-wise, and also socially indeed. For everybody, players can't make money, or although they will be starting to receive checks, they want to make sure that those owners want to make sure those checks are justified. So they will be maybe having a shortened season. I can't see them going to December unless they have, obviously, places to play indoors to play baseball. And with football as sky high as it is, if it's able to go do business, I don't see that happening. So I see a shortened season. Something wicked will happen where basically they can get the general public involved as well, see some excitement, and let us see our boyhood dream of playing some baseball or seeing some sports altogether. So a lot of sports been taken away. I'm doing this show now when WrestleMania 32 is going on, in which I'm going to anxiously get back to when I finish this podcast here. However, baseball is thing very seriously right now. Nothing is definite in scroll. The estimate time of basically baseball getting back into play is about the end of May. And that number can be longer. Right now, we know for a fact up to April 30th, it will be the time when America will be maybe working on getting normalized if this pandemic can slow itself down. Plain and simple. Of course, players might likely earn less money this year, but what's more important? Your health? Can't pay bills when you're dead. Detroit Lions also, while I'm on this particular, I've got to put this on the list there, but I'll tell you right now, Detroit Lions have also agreed to Reggie Ragland, also Isaiah Lee for deals. They made those deals also on Friday. Ragland comes from the Kansas City Chiefs. He was drafted by the Buffalo Bills. He's should be one nice little edge with as a linebacker there. Lee also comes from to Detroit, playing for San Francisco last year there. He was drafted by the Minnesota. He was seven rounds out of Kansas State. He pretty doggone good player. These are starters there, okay? You play good football with the parent teams that went. I mean, we're getting people from Kansas City. We're getting people from championship style, New England, per se, there. So, right now, hopefully this works out where, again, these players not only can play the role and have some guts to deal with that there. You know, they cut Devin Kennard, a promising person on the Lions squad. And they added Jamie Collins, who, again, from championship three from New England Patriots. So, hey, here we go. This past weekend, Saturday, when we got the news that Jimmy Wynn, one of the first big major league stars with Houston, when Houston was in the National League, he passed away yesterday at the age of 78 years old. He's been in failing health for the past several years. Wynn's nickname was the Toy Cannon, due to the fact this guy was only, they stated him at 5'9", but I stood up right next to him. I know I'm a good 5'10 and a half. I don't think this guy was 5'7". But he had a build on him and can hit a baseball when he got a hold to it. The Astrodome was one of the most hardest place. Hardest place. Hardest places, maybe, to hit a baseball. I mean, it was very hard to get a baseball out in the seats in Houston at the Astrodome. You know, big ballpark. Wynn did on several occasions, and they were tremendous blasts. I remember Wynn on a Saturday afternoon watching the ABC Game of the Week, hit one out of Crosley Field. Old Cincinnati used to play there. And did it so proud. He hit it out of the stadium, and that was a big, huge kind of stadium facility there for the Cincinnati Reds at that point in time before they moved into Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati. He was on the team when they were the Houston Colts until they changed the name in 65 to the Astros. He was with the franchise for 11 years. Tony Gwynn again, Jim Gwynn, I should say, passed at 78 years old. There are rumors going around, and I don't know if they're true or false, but the WWE has not said anything there, but rumors are floating around through various press conglomerates there that Roman Reigns may not be taking part in the Royal Rumble on WrestleMania 36 due to the COVID-19 concerns. He's supposed to be facing Goldberg. You know. He's had leukemia in the past, which is a disease or a cancer that basically he has overcome a couple times to be back in the situation he's in right now as being an active wrestler. And I should say he doesn't want to jeopardize his health and time with family. And you can't blame him. But again, this is a rumor. I state again, rumor that's going around. I have not heard the WWE yet announce that he will not be taking part in this. So we'll see what if the WWE say anything, or maybe something at the last moment. I do not know. But again, he's supposed to take on Goldberg at WrestleMania, which is supposed to be a two-day extravaganza. Not saying. I'm going to end this particular roundup of Butch on Sports for this afternoon, or for some of you, this early evening. I got to do it, because there's many things. Main thing is, please, be safe. Be careful where you get your information from. Mind yourself. A whole lot of changes that people are making because it hasn't been done, or people being together for a steady period of time. Again, be mindful. Be good to each other there. Butch on Sports is always a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, boys and girls. Yes, you can on Facebook. Give me a like. Tell your friends. Go on Facebook. You can also get Butch on Sports by typing in the words SIMPLYBUTCHTOO.podomatic.com. That is the official website of Butch on Sports. You can also have this lovely tool delivered to you if you go on the internet and go to thegamesportsshow.com, where you not only get some headlines about the radio show I'm on every week on Mondays, but also other shows that they have on the Game Sports Show registry, or your dining and dancing pleasures there. We've been off the air. We've been me and Scott Nathan, of course, done a podcast last week. Hopefully you guys got a whiff of it there. Next podcast go around, I'll try to get a whiff of that. And post that so you can hear that too. And again, wish my colleagues well, EJ Russell, Scott Nathan, and also Dave McCage, and hopefully they're bunkering down as well. We're done with this, boys and girls. Another edition of Butch on Sports. We'll have at it on Thursday. Yes, Thursday for another edition of Butch on Sports. Again, everyone be safe, take care of yourself, and take care of your neighbor. Bye-bye.